Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. The text for our meditation this morning is our epistle reading from Colossians chapter 3. From the beginning of creation, God created all things very good. He designed all things according to his perfect and good purposes. And when he had made it, it was exactly what he designed it to be, with mankind being the crown jewel of that creation. Man and woman together were perfect. They were called very good by God. But through their disobedience, eating what was forbidden for them to eat, they rebelled against God. They rebelled against that good, perfect creation that he had made, and they fell into sin. And that sin has plagued and infected each and every one of us. That we do not live according to God's perfect, good, and gracious will any longer by our own power, but rather that sin that dwells within us always breeds rebellion against God's will. Always breeds sin that grows more and more and more each and every day. Mankind, after the fall, is truly and certainly a slave to sin, compelled to do what the devil in sin wants him to do, what the desires of the sinful flesh want him to do. This is the state we all find ourselves in because of the fall into sin. This is the state we all find ourselves in because of the fall of Adam and Eve and their rebellion. But thanks be to God through our Lord Jesus Christ that this is not your final state. Though this is the condition God found you in, this is not the condition that God leaves you in. But rather, he has come down to you. Christ Jesus has taken on human flesh to take on that sin, to die on the cross to pay the penalty for that sin, to put that sin to death and to rise again, so that you no longer live just in that sin, no longer live as a slave to sin, but now you live as one who has been joined to Christ in his life. One that has been given life through him. And that's exactly what St. Paul tells us today. That is the state we're in, and that's the state that we're given to live in. He says in Colossians chapter 3, "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on the things that are above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God." You have died to the sinful flesh. Like St. Paul says in Romans chapter 6, your sinful flesh has been killed and buried with Christ in holy baptism. But then also, just as Christ lives though he died, you live in him. Your state is not a slave to sin any longer, but now you are dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And because this is the life that we live, St. Paul calls us to continue to put to death that sinful flesh and continue to put on the new man. And that's the main message that our text has for us today from Colossians chapter 3, that you have died to the sinful flesh, and that each and every day you are renewed to new life in Christ. You have died to the sinful flesh, and each and every day you are renewed to new life in Christ. Renewed to live with him forever. Renewed to be the way you were always designed by God to be. To be the way he intends you to be. Holy, righteous. The sin that rages within you has been forgiven. The sin that, because of our sinful human nature, always tries to pour out in us. Christ has taken all of that to the cross, paid the perfect penalty for that sin. And that is exactly how God sees you now. When he looks at you currently and on the last day, he doesn't look at you according to your sin. But when he sees you, he sees somebody whose sin has been washed away. He sees the perfect obedience and sacrifice of Christ instead of your sin. He sees somebody that has been clothed with the precious robe of righteousness that is Christ's. Because Christ takes his own righteousness and puts it on you so that it actually does belong to you now. So when God sees you, he sees one who is righteous. And the sin that continues to rage in you, even now that you are called righteous by God, we have to remember that it has no authority or power over you. You are no longer a slave to sin, but you have been joined to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. So that sin that keeps trying to creep back, that sin that keeps trying to convince you that it actually does have dominion and power over you, that's a complete lie. That's a lie of Satan. Sin has no power, no authority, no dominion over you because you are Christ's. You belong to him. So your sin has been forgiven. Your sin no longer has authority over you. And your sin has been put to death. And because your sin has been put to death, you no longer have to fear death. Because you don't have to worry about the condemnation of God that comes because of our sin. Because our sin has been forgiven, we know that we will be with Christ forever. You know that you will live forever, even though you die. That's the promise of Christ, and that's everything that he has given you through his suffering, death, and resurrection. And St. Paul tells us today that because Christ is risen, we live in him. This is the foundation for everything that we have to say about the Christian life. St. Paul says, "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on the things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God." Your destiny is to be with Christ in eternity forever. That's the promise that God has given you that you own now. That's the promise that you know you will live in for eternity. And because you know that you will live in this eternal, blessed state with Christ forever, this then impacts everything about now. This colors the entire way that we live. This colors the entire way that we look at our lives, look at the earth, look at everything around us. That you are destined to be in eternity with Christ forever. Because you know that your end goal, your end destination is in heaven with Christ, here and now, today, that's also where your attention, that's where your mind goes to each and every day. Not simply to the passions of the flesh, the things of this world that always want to call us back to sin, call us back just to those temporary gratifications of the flesh. All these things are so short-sighted. The things that we desire, the sinful passions that try to come out in our lives, these things are just temporary. But Christ calls us to the eternal. Christ calls us to his will and his ways. That is why St. Paul says to us, "Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you." You are valuable. You are somebody that God loved so much that he died for you, shed his own blood for you. And you are someone that, as St. Paul has told us here, is destined to live with God for eternity. So dear friends in Christ Jesus, you are made for so much more than just the sinful passions of the flesh. You are made for so much more than just indulging in these temporary passions day after day after day. You're made for righteousness. You're made for holiness. You're made for eternity. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above. And St. Paul goes on to say, put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you, sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Put to death, therefore, all these things that are contrary to God's will. Do you see that all these things that the sinful flesh wants to indulge in are really just twisted perversions of the gift of God? God gives the gift of marriage. He gave Adam and Eve to each other in the garden. But then the sinful flesh wants to twist this gift of marriage and indulge in sexual immorality. And in the same way, God gives good gifts to his children each and every day. God provides for you each and every day. But the sinful flesh always wants to say, but why hasn't God given me that? Why hasn't God given me that other thing that belongs to somebody else? And that in itself is covetousness. The desires of the flesh are always to want what God has not given to us. The desires of the flesh are always to desire what God has not intended us to desire. You see that that's really the foundation of all sin, going back to the fall in Genesis chapter 3. God had commanded them not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, but Adam and Eve did so because their desire to eat of the tree was in their mind greater than the command, word, and will of God. And sin today is the exact same thing. Anytime we indulge in the passions of the flesh, anytime we take our own desires as more important over God's word and God's will, we're doing the exact same thing. Taking our own desires over God's will. And really, when we do that, we make ourselves God. We make our own will in the sinful flesh God instead of the one true God by not listening to his commands. And St. Paul very clearly says, on account of all these things, the wrath of God is coming. And that is certainly just. We always wonder, is it some kind of overreaction that God condemns the sin of Adam and Eve when they disobey in the garden? They just ate some fruit. Was it really that big of a deal? Is it really that big of a deal when I indulge in the passions of the sinful flesh? Dear friends in Christ Jesus, it is a big deal. It is something that deserves the wrath of God. Because God is the one who gives us everything. God is the one who gives us our life and every good thing. We don't have life or breath without him. And therefore, to disobey what he says is to say that he does not matter to us. To disobey what he says is to completely turn our backs on him. And is there anything more deserving of wrath and condemnation than to receive all of the good and great blessings of life from the hand of God and then to completely turn our backs on him? To say that we are the ones who gave us all these things. Like the man in the gospel reading, he said, I have gotten for myself all of these crops. What shall I do? That's exactly what the sinful flesh always says. Not God's will, but my will. Putting my will in the place of God. This is idolatry. On account of all these things, the wrath of God is coming. But remember what St. Paul said in Colossians chapter 3. That you have died to sin. Like he says in Romans chapter 6, your sin has been buried with Christ in holy baptism. your sin has been forgiven, and then also it has no authority over you. So as a Christian, you have the blessed power to say no. You have the blessed power to fight against sin. And that's exactly what St. Paul is talking about here when he says, put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you. Put to death. That's something that happens each and every day of our lives. It is a war, a battle against sin that we engage in now. And that's something that only the Christian can engage in. Somebody that does not know Christ, somebody who does not have Christ living in him, cannot battle against the flesh, cannot battle against sin. That is something that you are able to do by the power of the Holy Spirit, by Christ living in you to wage war against the sinful flesh. But now you must put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices. All these things that the sinful flesh tells us are just normal, just part of everyday life, lying, anger, wrath, malice, obscene talk. Paul calls it what it is. It's sin. Paul calls it what it is. It's a product of the sinful flesh. And he says, you must put them all away because these things are not what you were designed to walk in. These things are the things of the flesh, not the things of God. And the thing is, all these practices of the sinful flesh that tell us they're going to give us so much, they really only seek our destruction. When there are the sinful lusts of the flesh, Satan always tries to tell you that it will give you so much pleasure, or it will give you so much in this life, or maybe if you just lie or slander this person, you'll be able to one-up them. Maybe if you have anger and hate and malice, that will give you some kind of advantage in this life. It's really the way you got to be. That's what the sinful flesh tells us, that it will be an advantage to us if we operate in this way. But the reality of the matter is that these things always consume and destroy us. These things are not in accordance with the way of God who gives us life. These things always pull us further and further away from God and drag us straight into hell. But Jesus wants to see you live. Jesus wants to create life in you. So that's why it's so important and why Paul uses such strong language here, put to death these things. Not just casually try to avoid them, kill them. And Christ does this when he lives within you. And I'm not trying to say that this is going to be easy. You all know that. I know that very well. This isn't just something that you make a resolution to not sin anymore and then you just check it off. That's not the way it works. St. Paul is very clear about that in Romans chapter 7 when he says that he struggles against sin. He knows what he ought to do, but he so often fails to do what he knows he ought to do. And the same thing is true for you. You know the will of God. You know the works of the Spirit, and you know the works of the flesh. And even though you try to put to death the works of the flesh and try to follow the ways of the Spirit, so often you do what you ought not do and don't do what you are supposed to do. It's not supposed to be easy. Jesus never said it was going to be easy. But what Jesus does say to you is that when you fall, you are forgiven. When you fall, he who lives in you also picks you up, forgives your sins, reminds you that you are clothed with his righteousness in holy baptism. And also he promises that you're not on your own in this. It's not up to you and your own strength and your own power to just try really hard and do all the things that you're supposed to do. It would be impossible for you to follow the will of God by yourself. It's not you. It's Christ who lives in you. This is a daily struggle. Repenting of our sin, daily receiving forgiveness. Put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge after the image of its creator. That righteousness that was given to Adam and Eve in the garden, when it says that they were created in the image of God, that righteousness was lost in the fall. They no longer had the image of God. They no longer had the righteousness of God when they fell into sin. But just think for a second how significant this is, what St. Paul just said. Put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge after the image of its creator. That image of God, that righteousness of God that was lost in the fall, that is given to you once again as a gift by the merits of Christ won on the cross, and then you are continually renewed in that righteousness. You are renewed day after day to be the way that God meant you to be. And this is because Christ, who is your righteousness, lives within you. And he teaches you to walk in his ways, to live according to his will, to be like him in truth and righteousness and purity. Day after day, you're renewed into the image of your creator. And what exactly does this look like? We maybe have our own ideas of what a good person looks like or what we ought to do, but what does St. Paul actually say here in the couple verses after our reading? We didn't actually read this, but I'm going to share this with you. What does this look like? Put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. You see the stark contrast between what the sinful flesh wants, always my wants, my desires, but rather the way of Christ is compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, patience, bearing with one another, forgiving one another, having love toward one another. And dear friends in Christ, what St. Paul just said here is not just a list of rules. It's not a burden that's placed upon you, but rather it is true freedom. You are no longer a slave to sin that only wants to tear you down and lead you to hell, but rather you have been freed from sin when it was put to death on the cross. And you have been freed to walk in the ways of Christ. Walk in the ways of Christ in the way that you were always meant to be from the beginning of creation when God called mankind very good. Because even though Adam and Eve fell, God has made his creation good again through his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Not by our own power, not by anything we could do, but by the power of Christ who lives in you. By the power of Christ who is all and in all. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.